5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, November 6, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in at the beginning of the podcast. That's why they're there. Which are back. The podcasts are back. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com and click on podcast. Every half hour, reverse chronological order. The last half hour of today's show is at the top. Then hour three, segment one, is the first half hour. Then the second hour, then the first hour. There's six half hour podcasts there for each show. Got a text message from Dar. She wants to remind you guys that the chapters of Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan County, Presque Isle County, are continuing their video presentation, Chris Ann Hall's video presentation on the Constitution. It's going to be tonight, Monday night, November 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Sheboygan Public Library. If you have any questions or you want to text Dar, her number is 231-408-8928. If you want that information, just text me SUM, Stand Up Michigan. Great group, nonpartisan, not Republicans, not Democrats, nothing. They are a 501c3 put together to inform, educate. They go after Democrats. They go after Republicans. They hold everybody accountable, but they get the people educated. A great patriot group. I totally support Stand Up Michigan, especially the chapters here in Sheboygan and Presque Isle counties. So again, text me SUM, and I'll forward you the information from Dar. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer, says, Randy, don't forget to remind people tomorrow is election day. And for those of you in the Onaway School District, there's two spending issues on your ballot. Personally, I believe kids need to be warm in the wintertime when they go to school. As things get warmer heading into the summer months, they need to be air conditioned or at least dehumidified. If I lived in the Onaway School District, I'd be voting for the HVAC renewal of a millage, bond, whatever it is, to get a better heating and cooling system in that school building. But the gymnasium, are you kidding me? They pulled this crap down here in Elk Rapids. A few years ago, I put an ad in the newspaper to tell people not to vote for a bond issue to build a new gym in Elk Rapids High School. Onaway wants a second gym. Are you kidding me? Are you people out of your mind? Declining populations everywhere across northern Michigan. How many kids do you have in that school compared to 10, 20 years ago? And now you want millions of dollars to build a second gym. Do you know what they passed in Antrim County here at Elk Rapids High School? $50 million in a new gymnasium. You know what the local newspaper said? If they build it, hopefully they'll come. This is what they're using as a recruiting tool to get parents who have school choice willing to drive your kids all the way to Onaway School because it's going to have a new second gym. How about teaching what the kids really need to learn to be productive citizens? All this crap about it's all about the kids. Yeah, I got a text message on that one. I'm getting text messages, vote no on both of the millages. Read the bond carefully. Neither one is good. The one, I thought somebody texted me and said that the one for the heating and cooling system, Sherry, was a renewal of an existing bond. Is that not true? Because she's saying vote no on both of them. Read the words. I don't have the words. I don't have the bond. But a second gym, that's a definite no. I'm still needing to see the words. It is a renewal. How much is the renewal going to cost people if they vote yes on it for a new HVAC system there in the school? How much? Because I got another text from somebody else says it is a renewal of an existing bond. Is that what you're saying? But this is happening all across our listening area, folks. If you're listening downstate on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com or the TuneIn app or Officer Rick, Simple Radio, you need to check with your clerk today to find out if you've got something on the ballot tomorrow. Vicki, I need you to call Kathy Windyate, our clerk, and find out if we have something on ours, because we're part of the Elk Rapids School District. And I wouldn't put it past those progressives to try to ram something through. Yeah, they always do in the winter, because all the snowbirds have already left. Yep. Unbelievable. Well, this is actually an early special election. And as you know, and I've been telling you guys about this for months, tomorrow is going to have implications on Lansing. Why? Because there's two Democrat state representatives that are both running to be the mayor of their cities. Warren, Michigan in Macomb County, Westland in Wayne County. Kind of interesting because when they get elected tomorrow, which they're leading in the polls, it's pretty clear they're going to win. Guess what? They have to resign their elected positions as state reps in Lansing. So what does that do? Well, that causes gridlock in the House. You see, we have 110 state representatives, folks, representing our 83 counties. Detroit has like 4, 5, 6 state reps. City of Detroit alone. Well, right now, the breakdown is 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. You know those abortion bills? They all passed 56 to 54. They flipped Karen Whitsitt because they did not allow Medicaid dollars to be spent on abortions. And they also kept the 24-hour waiting period. That was her requirement. So they took those out of the bills, and she voted for them. It's 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Should have been 56 to 0. Republicans should have got up and walked out of the chamber. You'd made headlines, but you guys don't have the guts or the stones to do what's right for the people. So they sat at their desks like good little soldiers and voted no. That's a whole nother story. But tomorrow, election day, two Democrat state representatives get elected the mayor of Warren and Westland. And guess what happens this week? They have to resign. Now it becomes 54-54. And unlike the Senate, the Michigan State Senate, you don't have a tiebreaker. Our Constitution doesn't allow for it. You see, the 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans right now, if on a bill they end up being tied 19 to 19, well, then you call in the lieutenant governor, the communist, socialist, Muslim, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He's handed the gavel and he gets the tie-breaking vote. The bill would pass 20 to 19. Takes 26 state senators to give it an immediate effect. That means you need 6 Republican state senators to join the Democrats to give any bill immediate effect. Well, they almost have not done that on anything this year. So that's why they're having to end the legislative session. Sign die. S-I-N-E-D-I-E. Sign die means ending the legislative session early. Normally, they wait until the week before Christmas, mid-December. Not going to happen this year, people. Sign die is going to take place. They are going to end this legislative session. That's why they've been ramming all these bills through, so they can start the 90-day clock, start ticking. Why? Because these bills that didn't get immediate effect from the 6 Republican state senators voting on the tally board for immediate effect has basically stayed all these bills that the governor signed into law from taking effect. 90 days after they end the legislative session is when they will take effect. Well, guess what? You know those gun bills that became law? Red flag laws, safe storage laws, registering long rifles, moving up the presidential primary to February 27th, making Michigan one of the first states in the country to have its presidential primary election next year, violating the RNC rules, disenfranchising the Republicans at their national convention in Milwaukee next summer, they all go into effect 90 days after they end the session. I'm predicting it's going to be this week, could be next week. Before deer season, rifle season, November 15th, they will be gone from Lansing. And that 90-day clock will start a ticking. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Vicki just called the Torch Lake Township clerk. We're Elk Rapids Schools. We don't have anything to vote on tomorrow. But in Antrim County, Central Lake does. And guess what they got? $27 million bond for security on an old school building built back in the day with 19 different doors going into that school. It needs a roof. It needs some new HVAC equipment, just like Onaway does. And they're wanting people to approve at a cost of $350 to $400 on average increase in property taxes to fund $27 million. Folks, this is happening everywhere. I got information sent to me, this renewal for Onaway Schools regarding the money for HVAC system. It's about $40 to $60 per year for the taxpayers over there in Onaway. That one will probably pass. The other one for a second gym, are you people out of your minds? I got the information sent to me. Shall the Onaway Area Community Schools, Presqu'ile and Sheboygan Counties, Michigan, borrow the sum not to exceed $11,625,000 and issue its general obligation unlimited tax bonds, therefore for the purpose of partially remodeling, furnishing, and refinishing equipment, re-equipping the school building, preparing, developing, and improving a playground in the site. The following is for informational purposes only and has a breakdown of the millages, the dollars amount per mill. And then it goes on to talk about another bond not to exceed $5.9 million, issue general obligation, erecting, furnishing, and equipping a gymnasium and a wrestling addition to the school building, preparing, developing, and improving the site. So it looks like those are the two. Cliff Tellini says, Randy, it was part of the media center bond. What media center? $11 million bond, renewing the bond they used to put up the media center. Onaway Schools have a media center? Where is it? Is that the library where they have the meetings? Unbelievable. Miss P in Petoskey, she texted me, geek. I texted her Jonathan's clickable, dialable link number. Call him and tell him Trucker Randy sent you. She said, got it. Thank you so much for all you do. I'm telling you, folks, you got to get this VPN. You got to get the spam package. Comes with PC Matic. Yes, the library is the media center. Oh, my God. Jim in Sheboygan, No voting in Sheboygan tomorrow with a question mark? I have no idea, Jim. You got to call your local clerk. I don't know. Sheboygan has townships, cities, villages. You need to call your clerk where you vote and ask them what Vicky asked our clerk. Tomorrow is election day. If you don't vote, your taxes are going up. It's that simple. They are doing this tomorrow, a special election. It's a non-election year. They do it every November in a non-election year. When you don't have a midterm election for governor, you don't have a presidential, it's the oddball year in between a presidential and a midterm election for governor. These special elections are held every November. And most of the time is when they hide these bonds and millage increases for more taxes, more taxes, more money, more money, more money. They gotta have more money. And this isn't coming from Lansing, folks. This is coming from your local property taxes. It's tied to the assessed value of your house. So, yes, this is important. So if you're listening tomorrow morning, right now it's 11:55, so it'll be 8:55 tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is election day. You need to find out if you need to vote today if you're listening tomorrow morning at 8:55. So, yes. Let's see, any other text messages I need to get to? No, I think I got them all. So, yes, this is important for you to know about. Yes, Cliff, I got it. It's the library where they hold the school board meetings. With a sound system that's complete crap and no video of the meetings. Really? You spend that kind of money on a media center and you can't even get a sound system that works? Who is the person in charge of your IT over there? That person needs to retire. Unbelievable. Worst sound system ever. Those microphones are a joke. The speakers are a joke. And you don't even tie it into a video camera and tie it into your website for the school. Let alone Facebook pages and YouTube channels. What's wrong with these municipalities? It's called technology, folks. Get with the program. Unbelievable. So I got so many things for you today. If you want beef, text me beef. I'll hook you up with Cliff Tellini. If you want your phones and computers protected, text me geek. And if you're going to come to our class, deadline is looming this Saturday, folks. You need this training Saturday, December 2nd at Jay Sporting Goods in Gaylord from 10 a.m. to 12:30. Text me event. And I'll send you the website, acconservatives.org. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for you.